Hey, thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Totally different subject again, but something I just have to let you know about that I came across and just couldn't pass up. This should lead you into the subject. How many foods made in China do you think you eat every day? Food is part of our lives, and we need it in order to survive. We are what we eat, folks. Feel good, do our daily things, and nourish our bodies with all the nutrients our minds and organs have to have, and indeed sometimes crave. As much as I love things that come from China, and I'm not anti-anybody, folks. For those of you who know me, I'm about as neutral on the whole world as I'm woke, I'm anti-woke, I have guns, but all of it's just crap I have to put up with. So just think about books, home decor, objects, and other things of your home. But there are some foods made in China that you really don't want to eat. As a matter of fact, you really need to avoid them. I'm going to run through the top 8 or 9 of them for you. Strangely enough, you might think my first one is a little interesting. Mushrooms. I happen to eat mushrooms 3 or 4 times a week. I think they're one of the healthiest foods you can eat when you get decent mushrooms. But the reason why I'm telling you not to eat this food in China is because inspectors have discovered time and time again contaminated mushrooms that come from China. Besides that, experts have also found that some of the mushrooms were contaminated with listeria, which is really, really hard to get rid of, folks. And it's surely now something you want to keep out of your body. So the next time you go on a trip to your grocery store, it's a wise idea to check the place where they were imported from if you're a mushroom eater, which I am. That's the safest thing you can do for your family. So check before you add it to the cart. Now, I don't just really mean for mushrooms. We'll go into that later. I'm a label reader. My lady friend that I was with for years said she used to drive me nuts because I read everything in the grocery store. My 20-minute grocery trip took an hour. So ask yourself just how many foods made in China are on your plate. I'm going to name a few others you need to really look out for. And another one of my absolute favorite foods for you all that have followed me, some of you for 20 years, is garlic. I use garlic in places people shouldn't even use garlic. Garlic is one of the best things ever, and it tastes, to me, heavenly with meat, fish, potatoes, french fries, vegetables, and so many other delicious things that you can cook. However, garlic is a food made in China that you might want to try to avoid at all costs because there are many, many chemical products on their garlic fields that we're not even allowed to use, and they're not good for you or your family. You can only buy garlic from a grocery store, which I prefer not to. I have some outside sources. Oh, and I grow some. I'm even growing it this year by accident from last year's crop. A better alternative, if you can't find it anywhere else, is from Canada, if it's not from us. It doesn't contain the chemicals, and the taste and overall differences are pretty big. So try it out and let me know what you think, because I can tell the difference, and I don't have the most educated palate on earth. And although you might even find this difficult to believe, milk. Who can imagine they could ship milk from China and sell it to us cheaper than the milk we produce right here in our own country? I love milk because I use it in coffee, I cook with it, but not all the milk you find in the supermarket aisles are good for you. For instance, when you want to purchase this item for your household, by all means, read the labels. I can't tell you how much. Read the label and see if it's a food made in China, because experts discovered that sometimes they make their beverages with plastic in it. It's called melanin. They had a big callback a few years ago on baby food because all their baby food that came milk had plastic in it. Plastic's not a good source of food, folks. Here's a number you're going to find hard to believe if you haven't kept up with it. Believe it or not, there were a couple of kids who lost their lives because of the melanin. And besides that, roughly 300,000 other people were intoxicated with this. And I'm pretty sure you don't want you or your children to have to put up with that. They discovered over 230 tons of milk that were trafficked in order to make the protein value go up, had melanin added to it. This chemical is nothing but bad for your health, and it'll hurt your kidneys, your children, and you. So you'd better be avoid that. I say avoid all these foods that come from China. Read the labels, folks. The next subject's what I call plastic rice. Now, the rice itself does have minute amount of plastic in it, but the problem thing is, generally speaking, rice is a good carbohydrate for your human body, but too much of it isn't the best way to nourish your body, even if it's not from there, especially if you have particular health and fitness goals. Whether you like brown rice, red rice, white rice, I don't care, black, you shouldn't purchase these foods if it says made in China, because the plastic bag they come in is loaded with chemistry that you don't want to eat, and it does break up and get into the rice. And they're also put in at synthetic resins, just things that you and I are not allowed. Anything to make the rice weigh more. Now, you do that times a one bag of rice, and you put a tenth of an ounce of whatever they're throwing it in there. In this case, it's plastic. Add that up times 1 million pounds or 2 million pounds a day that they're shipping us, and they're making themselves a tidy little extra sum, and you're eating stuff that's just not good for you or your children. And I'm a wine drinker, folks. I don't do too much of it, but I do more than my share. Even though you think wine isn't exactly suitable for this category of foods, especially made in China, that doesn't mean you should purchase Chinese wine. You might say that it contains grapes, but they have no rules, folks. Yeah, it contains grapes. It also might contain a number of other chemicals to make it last longer. It also has artificial flavors. They put more sugar in their wine than we do because people like sweet wine. I don't, but... And even the water they use has not been checked. They've done water checks only to find that the water they even use to water it down or do whatever they're doing is not near as safe as even what you and I drink out of the tap right here in our country. So just another reason when you don't know what you're getting. If it says made in China and it's a food, I hang off on it, folks. I wouldn't get it. Let me do a couple more for you. Well, I'm a real fish lover to eat food, folks. By all means, don't buy tilapia that you see imported from China. And most of it is. The little store I shop at in the tiny town I live in, HEBs have tilapia from China. And not even just from China, but from other places that I don't trust, but especially those from China. According to experts, including Seafood Watch, which I really believe in, there are different foods in China that you should avoid, and among them is definitely tilapia. It's not the fish that was out there wild. It's full of antimicrobials. It's full of antibiotics. The water they raise them in has pesticides and toxins in it that you and I would find, well, they wouldn't happen here. It would be illegal for you to raise those same fish in that water in the United States. No. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't buy any tilapia out of this country, and I'm not sure I even like what we raise in our own ponds these days. I eat fish every week. The only fish I buy that's reasonable these days that's farm-raised are trout, and that's because of the way trout live. They don't get all that antibiotics and everything. So if you're going to buy farm fish, which I don't even recommend, definitely leave Chinese trout off the list. If I had to give you a general guide for fish and you really want to do it, as a rule, if it's not wild caught, don't eat it. Raised fish, commercial fish in general, are just not as healthy, even if they're okay as far as antibiotics and all that. They don't have near the nutrients of wild caught fish. We haven't figured out how to do that yet. And here was sort of a surprise even for me, because I've never even thought of reading the label on the chicken I buy. Chicken is probably a staple in a lot of us, almost all of our people's diets some way or another, especially those who want to be on the top of their fantastic health game, and they think they want to have a leaner source of meat and protein than red meats to fuel their muscles. Well, chicken is a part of the list of foods made in China that should be totally avoided at all costs, because those health benefits are so far away from you as China is from the United States. There are different diseases that are common in China that we don't have, such as avian influenza. And although you can't get infected yourself per se, it can still present some side effects in your body. So it should go without saying you better pass on contaminated meat. The scientists also said that they ran some tests and discovered that there were many cases in which chickens didn't meet even our minimum health requirements for to be able to be sold in the United States, but they come in such mass they're not always checked. And let me add this. I don't even buy chicken meat of ours. I don't care if it's Purdue. He's been sued so many times. I don't care if it's Smithfield. None of them are raising chickens that you and I ought to eat. They put a thing called Roxasone in them. You know what Roxasone is? They made them illegal to put arsenic in the chicken, so they just changed the name and changed one little chemical and renamed it. And it's really expensive now. They've gone crazy on organic chicken. It used to be twice as much. Now it's three times as much. But when I buy chicken, I buy certified organic grass-fed, and it's got a USDA sticker on it. I don't eat chicken here anymore unless I raise it myself. And I recommend you do the same thing. Chicken is at one in many parts of the country, the number one source of protein for whole families. So think of the quantity. If you eat one, I guess it wouldn't hurt you. But when you're eating chickens every day that have been, they call them natural. Natural doesn't mean a thing, so go back and listen to some of my other shows. Natural meat, natural chicken. Natural is just a word. There is no definition. There is no government policy to what natural. Natural just means they stuck in a, you know, a chicken's pretty natural, yes. But who knows what's inside of it? So my recommendation is, and this is really going to torque the chicken people, I just don't buy crap chicken. You know, you can go into any grocery store. It's funny, it's $5 a pound for legs and thighs that are certified organic, and it's sometimes as low as 99 cents a pound if it's conventionally raised, whatever the hell that means, chicken. Believe me, you get what you pay for, and you are what you eat. To kind of back this up a little bit, it's not just China. We're just picking on China because they're so big and ship so much. Vietnam, Cambodia, Central and South America, some of the countries there, all are shipping us enormous quantities, especially of seafoods, shellfish. I'm telling you, they just don't have the policies. We think the United States is rough in some ways. They just don't cover the safety of those products like we do here in the United States. And I'm not happy with us. The government is allowing the commercial meat markets, especially. Pigs are a whole story. I don't have time to do here because I'm running out of time. I don't eat any pork off the market. It's got stuff in it. They say it's not, you read about it. When I was a teacher, I took my kids on a field trip. I thought I was going to a pig farm. I did. The pigs were in 4x4 concrete things with water running on it all the time from where they go to the bathroom. The feed came down a chute so many ounces at a time, all of which had some, they call it antibacterials in it. And that's what we call pigs. That's what we call pork. Folks, that's not the pork Granny and Grandpa fed us. Running out of time, so I guess I better go ahead and get gone. Thanks for listening to Organic Matters.